What's up, guys? We have a story today. Let us talk about these two gentlemen, the gentlemen, who was down now in Texas. What they were doing in Texas? Well, they were running a bribe gang. We got two cops arrested and accused of taking bribes. Clean safety inspections. Oh, my goodness. Oh, man. Hold on. Look at that. Young cat SPD. It says in San Antonio, police officer has been accused of taking bribes for a local carrier in exchange for near perfect marks on vehicle inspections. Police have become suspicious of this man when he was given too high marks to a company. And once they investigated, they pretty much got up under a guy who, his little partner in the gang was Johnny Diaz. Johnny Diaz, I think, snitched on him. That's how I think they got to him. But bottom line, it ain't even no big money, right? They saying he accepted $8,000 in bribes from carrier. Now, let's get down to business, bribery. His bond, this gentleman who was arrested, I think his name was Daniel. Daniel had went and hooked up with Diaz. He said, man, I'm in the game. I'm down to take that money. But I think they got Diaz, and then they got Diaz to snitch. And then Diaz turned evidence against Daniel. All right, I believe that's his name. Let me double check that. Hold on, boy. Let me see. What's this boy's name here? Let's see. According to SPD Sergeant Jesse. Oh, wait a minute. What's his name? Investigative alarm with Daniel. Yeah, that's his name. Daniel. Daniel was found to be giving high marks to folks. Now, let's get down to business here. It's something I always warn drivers about. You got to watch what you participate in. Now, in this story, they ain't talked about the drivers. They ain't talked about the carrier. They ain't talked about a lot of things. Because usually, number one going up under the bus is going to be the driver. Now, they may be having a hard on by this boy, hey, Daniel. But let me tell you, Daniel is most likely going to walk on free. I'm telling you, Daniel is most likely going to be all right. Why do I say that? Because I guarantee you they really want to ride Daniel to get to some drivers and some companies. Because they hate us. Right? They love the police. That's them. You know. But all kidding aside, anytime you participate in this stupid shit, right, like giving bribes and all that shit, it will come to bite you in the ass. Even if you're not even the person necessarily, like you're aware of it or someone else is doing it and you're there or it's the carrier and you're in management in some kind of whatever way you could be connected to this shit. Once you know it at your carrier, bounce. You need to get the fuck away. Because when they start chopping fucking heads, they going to come after you. They ain't talked about how they going. They going at these two cops so they can get to the carrier. They going to go after the carrier. They going to go after the drivers. Watch. In the future, that's what you're going to hear. Right. Don't ever fucking pay a bribe or take any fucking money to do some shit illegal. We live in the era of the internet. This shit is too easy to track down. Now, back in my stepfather's day, he would have walked out there and bribed him, and that was just the way things went back in the day. You know what I'm saying? But that ain't back in the day no more. Right. This shit is all tracked by computer. They will know what's right and what's not right. Think about it. When you pull into a weigh scale, just look around, and you'll see there's cameras everywhere. Right. So you giving this dude kickbacks, you know, you're going to get fucked. And the thing about it is, you're not going to pay every DOT officer. So eventually he's going to prove something that was obviously fucked up. And another officer is going to be like, how the hell they missed this? Right. And if that happens enough, they're going to find out you've been participating in that shit. Yeah, they're going to go after the cops first because that's, you know, that establishes that we're serious. But eventually the driver, the company, the dispatcher, and all those people are going to get caught up in this shit too. Bottom line, it ain't worth it. This ain't back in the day. You know, back in the day, there wouldn't have been no investigation. That's just a game of trucking. But today, we got computer logs. You got cameras inside the truck. You got cameras watching DOT. You got cameras watching the police. You got cameras everywhere, right? They can look at your texts every time. Newsflash for everybody out there. This is a terrorist law. I can't think of the name of it right now. But what it does is it requires that All cell phone carriers keep your texts, for 2 years. And they have been known to subpoena those texts from cell phone companies for, you know, drug dealers and something like this, bribery. So if you hinted in any shape, fashion, or form, that you took a bribe, your ass can go to jail. Don't do it. TruckDriver101.com. They're going to get your ass.